Mike.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, baby. It's Saturday night. I'm Stephen Baldwin, and he's Kevin McCullough. And our number is 888-340-3373. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. It's where you want to be, because we're going to get down and have fun tonight and talk about stuff that'll cause you to binge think, so to speak. Right, Kevo?
I'm just letting you go till you run out of words to say.
Well, that might not happen because I've had that new beverage that has, like, it's got green coffee in it. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
And you wanted a Red Bull before the show.
Yes, which and I have. I'm armed with.
See, because of my past, my torrid, lurid past, like, a light energy drink that might, like, not push you over the top.
Right.
Kind of works in the reverse effect for me. See, because I've been clean and sober 23 years,
mm-hmm.
but in that five-year span prior to that excellent decision, I bombarded my entire physiology with things I can't mention on this program. See, and it's not nice because sometimes you talk about it in a way that really makes me feel not so nice.
No, you talk about it that way yourself. You tell people that we...
No, I said in my book... I said
you did enough
I did enough cocaine
to keep most of Central American business for a
no,
decade.
No, I said to send a small third world country into anaphylactic shock. That
okay, I can't see. I'm not an expert enough in drug trafficking to understand the financial difference between those two comparisons.
Right, but and nor am I. But
that's not going to stop you from making them.
What it means is I did a whole lot of that stuff.
Right,
probably more than I should have, which praise the Lord, it led to my sobriety. But then you
think
now.
That's what led to your sobriety.
But now.
I just used drugs till they led me to not use them anymore.
So anyway.
Yes.
Now, when I'm all like.
You know, the rest of the world's going, hey, Romney named a VP. Are they going to talk about that? And we're talking about Baldwin's drug habits.
Well, it's relevant.
Right. I hope you're going to explain that.
You know, Obama's running again, and boy, he had some drug habits that he admits to.
I inhaled. Wasn't that the point?
Well, he did more than that. Come on, just look at him. Anyway, now when I'm kind of all giddy and slap happy about, like, you know, the fact that I've conquered all this,
yes.
you keep, like Michael Corleone in Godfather 3, you keep pulling me back in.
How so?
Because you'll just say mean stuff to me.
You'll
go like this. See, you were so sweet and innocent and raised nice.
How intense your drug habit was, it's only to make a contrast as to how clean your life is now.
No, but you'll go like this. You'll go, so like, would you stick a needle in your eyeball? Like, you'll say
I've never asked that question.
No, but you'll say stuff
life.
Like that. And I'm like...
I would like to know what is like that.
But, like, you'll do stuff like that, and then I'm like, well, you know, Kev, that kind of makes me flash back to, like, a horrible time in my life. And you're like, yeah, I know.
When you actually did stick a needle in your eyeball? Is that?
But you're like, well, who cares? People, it makes for a good show.
I'm not sure I've ever made that.
Kind of, sort of.
Okay.
Okay, what are we talking about?
Well, Mitt Romney picked a VP today.
And I'm willing to bet that... that selection, that individual that you're referring to,
yes,
probably has not had the torrid, lurid past that I have.
I hope, and this isn't taking his name in vain, I hope to God that he hasn't.
Right.
In fact, let's take a listen to a little bit of Paul Ryan from this morning when he was introduced by Mitt Romney as his running mate. Take a listen.
The man Mitt Romney is about to replace. No one disputes that President Obama inherited a difficult situation. And in his first 2 years, with his party in complete control of Washington, he passed nearly every item on his agenda. But that didn't make things better. In fact, we find ourselves in a nation facing debt, doubt, and despair. This is the worst economic recovery in 70 years. Unemployment has been above 8% for more than 3 years, the longest run since the Great Depression. Families are hurting. We have the largest deficits and the biggest federal government since World War II.
All right, now, I'm not going to play any more than that of his speech. Let me ask you, do you think he has a grasp on where the American people are at in 2012, based on what you just heard?
I think he has a grasp on the truth, and I think he is probably an excellent selection in as far as somebody who will...
But I'm talking about that statement right there, because the pundits have already been saying this all day. Oh, he can't relate, and seniors are going to hate him, and this and that and that. And I'm going, well, what are you basing that on? Because what I heard in that statement right there is the story that is being played out in every home in America right now. They are full of doubt. They have no idea if financially they're going to make it in the next year to 2 years. They're confused. They don't think that America is doing as well as it can or as it should be doing. And I think he's a very serious guy. I think that, to me, that statement was like, wow. In one little sentence, a couple of them, he summarizes the entire state of rage for the American people.
Right, but... And I'm just going to say this how I say this.
Okay.
You perceive through a certain scope.
I just say, is he relating to people? That's all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But you have a large number of people who voted for this president who are saying, well, you know, he wants to make America better for everybody, and that's why I voted for him. And well, gosh, maybe if he could, maybe it'll really happen if he just gets four more years. No, but that's, and you're chuckling because you see things through a certain scope, and that's my point. There are people living in the delusion that this guy really cares about everybody.
This guy meaning the president.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's where I think Paul Ryan is probably quite intelligently and articulately going to be able to explain to people, no, because if he did, he would have taken certain actions that did that, and he chose not to, which means he doesn't care about everybody. This is his agenda, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Just this week, by the way, our phone number is 888-340-3373. Paul Ryan Knight here at the Baldwin McCullough broadcast. Just honest, open opinions. What do you think of Mitt Romney's selection? If you're a Democrat, are you happy? All of the Democratic pundits I saw on TV today saying, ha, 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 we got who we wanted. Now we can really beat up on this guy. If you're a Democrat and a liberal, is that how you're feeling tonight? That you got exactly who you wanted? That this is an unserious candidate? That this is a guy that's going to help drag the Republican ticket down? That it's going to be an exercise in abject failure for the GOP? If you're liberal and democratically inclined and a supporter of the president, is that how you're feeling tonight? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And you Obama supporters, don't be cowards like you always are. Don't wait till the very end of the show to call in. Call now. Let's have a discussion about this. Let's have your opinion and Stephen's opinion and my opinion.
Yeah, you coward.
We'll have... No, they wait till the end of the show and they go, oh, you're going to cut me off.
Oh, you're a coward.
The show's going to cut you off.
Man up.
If you disagree, you get to go to the front of the line. 888-340-3373. And for Republicans, for people that are independent, for people that are not supportive of the president, what do you think of the budget director, Paul Ryan, being taken as the VP pick for Mitt Romney? 888-340-3373. We've got a lot of angles on this. But, Stephen, one of the things that I did see throughout the coverage today was that Democrats are very happy. They think that the GOP has laid an egg here. And I don't know how they argue that. I know a lot of them thought that Sarah Palin had laid an egg, but she turned out to be more fire than John McCain was in some instances
right.
4 years
and
ago.
And I'm not surprised about that, because most Democrats are people who, if we get into this idea I want to talk about later on in the program, most Democrats are people who think they're smarter than all of us.
So, if that's the case, and you think that you are smarter than the GOP, tell us why Paul Ryan is a horrible choice tonight. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Or if you like him, and if you're supportive of the GOP, we want to hear from you as well. It's wide open phones. The next vice president nominee has been, we already knew Joe Biden on Obama's side. Now it's the Republicans' turn. Coming back on Baltimore.
Every 2 seconds, a child becomes an orphan. 44,000 children become orphaned every single day. And every 90 seconds, an orphan dies from starvation and preventable malnutrition. Every 90 seconds. That's why the talk radio hosts Danny Johnson, Stephen Baldwin, and Kevin McCullough are combining efforts along with Food for Orphans for 2012 and 2012. Our desire is to try to feed 2012 orphans in the calendar year of 2012. $92 will feed an orphan right now for the next entire year. That's 25 cents a meal. And friends, this is a specially designed diet. It has 17 vitamins and nutrients that are unique to orphans' malnourished states. Call now 1-888-340-3373 or jump online to 2012in2012.info. That's 2012in2012.info.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural non-explosive 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615.
Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Whatever the explanations, whatever the excuses, this is a record of failure. President Obama and too many of like him in Washington have refused to make difficult decisions because they are more worried about their next election than they are about the next generation.
Wow. That's a pretty powerful soundbite from Paul Ryan. Interested in your thoughts as Mitt Romney named his running mate this morning. You okay?
Yeah, I tried not to do it near the microphone, bro. And I don't have a button if I get...
Listen, young Padawan, we think you not know what near is.
Yeah, I'll crawl under the desk.
Okay.
But you have all the buttons. Go ahead. No,
I don't have a cough button.
What's our Twitter? BaldwinMcCullough.com?
The website is BaldwinMcCullough.com.
What is our Twitter account for the radio show?
We don't have really one for the radio. There's BMX Radio. They can send that to me. That's my Twitter.
Oh, okay.
BMX Radio, yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, that's Paul Ryan. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. The phone number is 888-340-3373. And we're taking your calls on your reaction to the Paul Ryan pick. Lots of people have been already identified by the Democrats as people who will be alienated, seniors being one of them. If you're a senior and you have thoughts about this, either way, we'd like to know. Hey, saying thank you is something that is very rare in today's culture. It seems we've almost forgotten how. But the 2012 and 2012 coalition, especially if you've prayed, given, or had your heart broken over the plight of orphans in 2012, we'd like to say a big thank you to those of you that have helped us. Because working together to make a difference was why actors, ministries, talk shows, etc. decided to come together and change the lives of as many children as we possibly could. One of the contributors to 2012 and 2012, in fact, was so convicted by the opportunity that after giving his gift, he wished to do more. And now he's generously offered anyone involved with 2012 an opportunity to unwind and relax with 7 days and six nights at his beachside resort in Costa Rica and a $1,000 gift certificate towards airfare thrown in as well. Wishing to be able to give this to anyone that gave to help children this year, sadly only one person can win. But we want to let you know how you can enroll in the contest, and all of the details are included at dogood.com. Click Thank You 2012. You can register online, or you smartphone users can text 2012 to 33938. Finalist names will be drawn on the Friday edition of the Kevin McCullough Show, Saturday nights on Baldwin McCullough Live, and every Sunday night on the Danny Johnson Show. Then on Sunday night, September 23rd, Danny Johnson's America's Favorite Millionaire will draw the winning name, and that person will have 10 minutes to call Danny's show. If they don't, Danny will draw another until a finalist wins, and we can say thank you by way of a vacation getaway to Costa Rica. So go to dogood.com and click Thank You 2012 to register, or text 2012 to 33938 from your smartphone. 2012, text that to 33938, or go to dogood.com. Dogood.com. All right, taking your calls. And, Stephen, you want to go to Kansas or New Jersey first? I'll let you pick.
There's no place like home.
Marlena, line one in Kansas. Welcome on. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hi. I'm thrilled with Mitt Romney's selection. I am a senior, and I am concerned about the direction we've been heading. I sit down and I do a budget every month, and it makes my heart sick that we have such a spendthrift in our White House.
Marlena, can I ask your age?
He's right in.
Marlena, can I ask your age?
I'm 58 years old.
Okay, so, and what we've been told all day today is that seniors are going to say, this is a terrible pick because he's going to cut Medicare and he's going to cut Social Security. And he's also identified, when he was arguing with the president last year about the health care plan, he also identified like $35 trillion in entitlements that we don't have funded yet. Why are you excited about him if he's going to cut programs that you may be needing soon?
To begin with, that's all balderdash. I mean, I see it for what it is. And the entitlements he's talking about cutting are entitlements that shouldn't have been to begin with. Okay? Second of all, he ain't touching Social Security. This current regime is the one who has bankrupted our Social Security and Medicare and is trying to force us into death panels. Uh-uh. I'm sorry, I don't lose sight of the focus of what this current regime is doing. And no, they weave a set of fear-mongering lies, and that's all they do. And I, for one, don't buy in to the fear-mongering lies.
All right, Marlena, thank you for the call. Appreciate your... And so there's one senior down tonight, Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
Line two, Michael in Fort Lee, New Jersey. Michael, you're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Yeah, hi. I'm a conservative. I'm about as conservative as you could possibly get. And I wanted to congratulate Mitt Romney because this stupid idiot moron just handed over the state of Florida to Obama. The seniors in Florida hate Paul Ryan's guts. And as a result of Romney being as dumb as he is and taking this guy as his VP, he just handed over the second biggest swing state, which is the state of Florida, to Obama.
So then the
part is pretty much over.
Okay. So regarding Florida, you obviously feel what you feel about Mitt Romney. Did you vote for President Obama?
No, I told you, I'm an ultra-conservative.
Right. So what else is it about Mitt Romney you don't like other than this decision?
Okay, first of all, the way he's going about trying to get votes is all wrong. Okay, nobody really believes that if you give a very big tax break to the rich, this will create jobs. The way to create jobs is you stop trade with communist China, bring all the manufacturing jobs back to the United States, and say, in plain simple English, you do to China what we did to Cuba. You cannot buy a Havana cigar. We don't trade with Cuba. You stop trading with a country that uses slave labor, that takes people's kidneys and their liver if they dare open up their mouths, and you bring the manufacturing jobs back. You tell this to the people. They'll believe it, and this way Romney would get in by an avalanche of voters.
But yeah, Michael, first of all, I was having a hard time following you. You lost me at kidney and livers.
Let me
just say this, Michael. Do you consider yourself more libertarian? Would you be more of the Ron Paul persuasion?
Conservative. I'm against drugs of any kind.
Okay, you like to hide behind labels, but do you want government to be smaller or bigger?
Excuse me?
Do you want government to be smaller or bigger?
I want it to be smaller.
Okay. So, of the two choices that you have come November, which one of these teams do you think will have the smaller approach to government or bigger approach to government?
Okay, I am going to put a clothespin on my nose, a bag over my mouth in case I decide to vomit, and I will vote for Romney.
I was hoping that would... Okay, thank you, Michael. Thank you. Appreciate it. Anybody got a bag? 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Your calls on the Mitt Romney choice of Paul Ryan as VP. We continue next.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi. The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday night. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Ted McCullough. 888-340-3373.
So earlier today, Mitt Romney announces his vice presidential running mate. And so far we've heard from two seniors, I believe, which was supposed to be the big age group that Paul Ryan was going to have some sort of gap in trying to reach. And the very first lady that called, Marlena from Kansas, says, hey, I'm 58. I love the pick. I see it for what it is. There's all these games that Obama and Biden are going to play. They're going to say things about how Paul Ryan, you know, wants to starve seniors and so forth. And then Mike from Fort Lee called just after that and said, no, that's exactly what's going to happen. The senior citizens in Florida despise Ryan. And we've got a lot of stations in Florida tonight. If you're listening on WORL in Orlando, if you're listening on WTBN out of Tampa Bay and St. Pete, we would love to hear from you. 888-340-3373 specifically. We've got a lot of listeners in Grand Rapids tonight. We've got a lot of listeners in Riverside, San Bernardino, California, San Diego, California, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Arizona. Would love to hear from all of you on your thoughts as to whether or not Ryan, he's 43 years of age, he's basically the same age as I am, is he a threat to you as a senior? If you are over, let's say, the age of 55, do you feel like that this was a bad pick, a good pick? All of the pundits are speaking on your behalf already. They're already saying to the media. Bob Beckel was on Fox this afternoon going, oh, yeah, this just gave us the whole state of Florida. And Michael from Fort Lee, who described himself as conservative and then went off on some rant about how giving people tax cuts doesn't stimulate the economy, which is like kind of crazy talk, claimed to be conservative but said that that wouldn't work and that that was why he was such a big problem. But what about you? Where you're at, where you sit right now, Paul Ryan has done a number of things because he's got 14 years experience in the Congress.
Right.
People saying, well, he's so young, look how young he is. But he's the most experienced 43-year-old that the Congress has ever seen. In fact, he was the youngest director of the Budget Committee
right.
in the history of the Congress.
Is he more experienced as a congressman as the president was as a senator?
More than a decade.
I just teed it up for you to just unleash all of your Kevo-ness.
Yeah, by
open
more than a decade.
Open the Bombay
worth.
Doors.
I think, oh boy. I think Obama had been in office all of 180 days.
Right.
When he filed for president.
180 days as a senator.
Yeah.
And this gentleman has been a congressman.
14 years.
So how many days is that?
I don't know. Seven terms.
Jackie.
14 times 365.
Yeah.
She'll come up with it.
Yeah.
But so he said some more stuff that I'd love for our folks to be able to hear because when we were in the lovely bride who's just gotten so sick of politics recently.
I love the lovely bride.
She's gotten so like anytime Obama's face just
smarter than you.
I will readily admit that. Anytime his face even pops on screen, she's like turning the volume down, and I'm like. No, I have to hear what he says because I got to have, this is what I do. I got to have an opinion about it.
I'm the same as her.
But if Obama comes on the screen, mute button.
But I don't even hit mute or turn the volume down. I just projectile vomit.
What is with vomit tonight? Everyone.
And then change the channel.
14 years is 5,110 days.
Right. So Paul
so
Ryan.
So he's got almost 5,000 days more experience on the job. Before aspiring for vice president.
But he's not qualified for anything.
Before vice president. Anyway, here's some more from Paul Ryan this morning.
We might have been able to get away with that before, but not now. We're in a different and dangerous moment. We're running out of time, and we can't afford four more years of this. Politicians from both parties have made empty promises which will soon become broken promise with painful consequences if we fail to act now. I represent a part of America that includes inner cities, rural areas, suburbs, and factory towns. Over the years, I have seen and heard from a lot of families. From a lot of those who are running small businesses, and from people who are in need. But what I've heard lately, that's what troubles me the most. There's something different in their voice, in their words. What I hear from them are diminished dreams, lowered expectations, uncertain futures. I hear some people say that this is just the new normal. Higher unemployment.
And that is the new normal. If you listen to President Obama, we just have to live with this new reality.
Finally, on radio, Danny Johnson.
98% of the population will end up dead or dead broke by the age of 65.
Danny Johnson. Nationwide, Sunday nights.
For you, is that how you want to be? Is that the life that you want? Well, if you look at what everybody else is doing and you live the way they are, then that's what you're going to have.
Why live under the burden of death?
Say, look at what everybody else is doing and do the opposite.
A production of Extreme Media.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance on getting the lowest price possible for your prescription drugs. I'm happy to report that every month, thousands of you are experiencing savings as high as 35%, but on average, about 27% off of what they formerly paid for the prescriptions that they needed. If you've not yet signed up, it's easy to do. Just go to CARESProject.com. That's CARESProject.com and print your card today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Best-selling author and nationally syndicated radio host, Danny Johnson.
Why is it important to groom the next generation for success? 14,000 hours of schooling that you and I had from kindergarten just to the 12th grade. Not a single class was on financial wisdom. Not a single hour teaching us the difference between wise and foolish spending. Teaching us really the price that credit card debt really pays on an individual and a family. Not a single class on how to become an entrepreneur, start your own business. Not a single class on even how to motivate and work with other individuals. Not a single class in those areas. And so why is it important to groom the next generation for success? Because right now society is grooming the next generation for accidental failure.
Why not discover for yourself the proven strategies for raising the next generation of leaders? Grooming the Next Generation for Success, the book, exclusively at DannyJohnson.com.
Dream Media.
Saturday night, right here, coming to you live from New York. Stephen Baldwin, the actor, Kevin McCullough, you may see me on Fox News, was on Megyn Kelly's show this last week. Also have a weekly or a daily talk radio show, and enjoy being there with you as well. But we've got some interesting discussion straight ahead about Paul Ryan and the VP pick from Mitt Romney this week. But Stephen first.
Yeah, because I got to share something with the folks, but
okay.
But normally, as per normal, because there's no new normal about me,
uh-huh.
Right? So if what I have to say next is relevant to this country, if the president gets reelected, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. Am I allowed to say that?
You own half the show. You can say whatever you want.
Okay. Well, every night, 60 million orphans,
right,
worldwide.
Would you stop grinning while you talk about orphans? It seems kind of callous.
I've amused myself with the Obama comment.
Seems kind of mean.
I just don't want there to be more orphans in America. So I don't want this president to get reelected. That was the point of that.
Okay.
So every night, 60 million orphans go.
What you've basically lowered yourself to is that there's no topic that you won't exploit to hammer the president on, even starving kids.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll do anything to get this guy out.
Just wanted to make sure I understood that right.
To wake up America and realize that actually there probably will be more orphans, no joke, if this guy gets reelected.
All right. Good enough.
Yeah, that's just me.
Go ahead.
But every night, worldwide, 60 million orphans go to bed hungry. Most go 72 hours without food, and every 2 seconds a child becomes an orphan around the world. Every day, 44,000 children become orphaned, and every 90 seconds, and this is no joke, and it's not even funny, every 90 seconds an orphan dies from starvation and preventable malnutrition.
That means in the course of this show, 80 children will die.
That's correct. Around the world. 25 cents is all it takes to feed a healthy meal of rice, veggies, beans, and chicken, along with 21 specific vitamins, and $92 a year feeds a child for the entire year. 25 cents provides a meal, $92 a whole year's worth of meals. We would like you to feed a child this year for $92. If you'll think about that, please consider it. The number is 800-503-1948. I'm going to say it again. 800-503-1948 is the number to call. Or you can give online to this cause at 2012in2012.info. 2012in2012.info. 2012in2012.info for food for orphans, 2012in2012. I'm just going to finish this like this. We horse around a lot on the program. We talk about fun stuff. We talk about serious stuff. Nothing could be more serious than doing what you can to just get enough nourishment.
Yeah.
Enough nourishment into one of these children so that they don't die. That's no joke. So, once again, 800-503-1948. Or 2012in2012.info. Thank you.
And if 2012in2012.info is acting up a little bit, maybe doesn't look exactly right or takes you to the wrong place, go to dogood.com. You're going to hear us talking a lot more about that.
Cool.
In the days to come.
Absolutely.
But they're supposed to both go to the same place. So I'm just saying if it doesn't, go to dogood.com.
Hmm.
Let's go to the phones. Line one, Shelley calling from New York. Start spreading the news, yeah. Shelley.
Yes, good evening, Brian and Stephen. Are you sure that George Bush hasn't caused all those kids to become orphans and to be starving? Or is it Romney's fault?
It probably will be blamed on them before the campaign's done, that's probably for sure.
Yeah, well, I'm a Democrat, technically. I live in Brooklyn, New York.
Mm-hmm.
I did not vote for Obama, and I'm very happy to hear that Ryan is the VP pick. And I'm kind of laughing because I remember just recently the Democratic pundits were delighted. They thought that that Romney would be the weakest candidate to run against. And I don't think that's true. I think Gingrich would have been just a field day for them. But now they're saying the same thing about Ryan. Ryan's the man with a plan. And Obama hasn't done a budget. What is it, 2 or 3 years that there's no budget?
There's no budget for the length of time he's been in office.
Yep. And didn't he submit some kind of a budget, and even the Democrats?
Yes,
it
was
down.
Unanimously voted down by his party in the Senate. So, yeah.
I think Brian, I think Paul Ryan is a brilliant choice. I think he makes Romney look immediately younger. He is much younger than Barack Obama. And Barack Obama and Biden look kind of old and tired by now, it seems to me.
That's interesting, Shelley. Well, we appreciate your call. Thank you. 888-340-3373. Kind of just throwing the phone lines open. And if you're a Democrat or a liberal in particular, you're getting first in line status tonight on the issue of Mitt Romney's pick and what you think of it. Now, Stephen, it's interesting that she said Ryan makes Romney look younger.
Yeah.
The thing that went through my mind when they announced him this morning is that it made his, I thought, Mitt Romney's kind of known as a financial turnaround genius, right? He took companies and got them back on sound footing when they had been in really bad trouble. He did the same thing with the Olympics in Salt Lake City. It was bankrupt. It was in bad, bad shape. He came in, got it on proper financial footing. They made a profit. Very few of the Olympics make a profit. Mm-hmm. That was a big deal. Then he ran Massachusetts, which is not an easy state to run, particularly for a conservative, fiscally conservative governor, and he did a pretty decent job there. The interesting thing about Ryan that I immediately thought was he just doubled down on his economic credentials mm-hmm. because of all the people in Congress, the guy that knows where the bodies are buried in the numbers more than anybody else mm-hmm. is the guy he picked today.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think that's a pretty good pick. How much time we got, Ivan?
40 seconds.
Okay. Well, we'll take this break. David's holding in California. Dave, we're going to come back to you right after the break, so you stay with us. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough, and we're glad you're with us on Baldwin McCullough Live all across the country. And you can find us online at BaldwinMcCullough.com, BaldwinMcCullough.com. You can also get the podcast. Check out the online web view, the web viewer, and other things when you check it out today, BaldwinMcCullough.com. Our phone number, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. You can also like us on Facebook easily from the homepage at BaldwinMcCullough.com. Do it today.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, CEO of Extreme Media, the media company that brings you this broadcast. Do you use PayPal for your home-based business? Do you take credit card orders online and use their services to help further your goals? Are you in favor of the fact that they help process credit card transactions from pornographic magazines and Planned Parenthood? Are there other things that you're concerned about, like the safety of our citizens and not giving monies back to, for instance, activist Muslim organizations? PayPal does not distinguish between honorable and dishonorable businesses. And every time you pay them, your 2.4 vendor percent, you're helping further the goals of Planned Parenthood, pornographic magazines, and activism causes you may not believe in. Fortunately, there's a better way. We call it CleanCreditBiz.com. CleanCreditBiz.com. If you wish to keep your credit card processing free of any dishonorable associations like pornographic magazines, Planned Parenthood, or activism causes you disagree with, CleanCreditBiz.com or 888-340-3373
and press 2.
CleanCreditBiz.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number's 888-340-3373. And we're talking about Mitt Romney's pick for Vice President Paul Ryan. And so far we've had quite a mix of perceptions about the whole
thing. 2-1 in favor of him so far.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
By people we weren't expecting.
Yeah. Supposedly seniors are supposed to hate him, but the people that have called thus far tonight have not. Business owners, do you do credit card processing for your network marketing, online website, or even your store location? Do you use PayPal or one of the other most common credit card processing systems? If you do, then you are helping to underwrite things like abortion, Planned Parenthood, the sale, distribution of pornography, online gambling, and even possibly jihad against America. See, most credit card processing companies make no distinction between honorable and dishonorable businesses, but CleanCreditBiz.com does. A guaranteed lower rate for your processing, faster turnaround for major payments, usually 24 to 48 hours, as compared to 3 to 4 days for PayPal. And this pledge, they will not do business with dishonorable things like companies that service abortion, porn, or jihad. Run, don't walk to CleanCreditBiz.com now. Save money, get your money faster, and sleep easy at night. CleanCreditBiz.com. That's CleanCreditBiz.com. CleanCreditBiz.com. All right, back to the phones. Line two, David, you're on with Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us.
Yeah, how are you? You know, I let me just say from the start, I'm a Green, so I don't really have much truck with either Democrats or Republicans. But just looking at it in a financial overview, I would say that both Romney and Ryan are selling America cheap. Have you all been keeping up with what's called the LIBOR scandal?
David, I want you to substantiate why you say he's selling America cheap.
Every farmer in their right mind knows that if there's a bad economic downturn, then you wait for your price. You don't sell the back 40 at the cheapest possible price. You wait for your price. If you've got a load of corn and the silo's not paying a right price, you keep your own and you wait until the price comes up. When America's in an economic downturn, we're being told that we better sell everything out cheap. We better sell out grandma and the retirement funds out cheap.
Who told us that?
So these guys are...
David, who told us that?
Foolish.
David, who told us that?
Well, that's why I ask if you're keeping up with the LIBOR.
And I'm just asking you to answer simple questions. Did Ryan tell somebody to sell the back 40 at its lowest cost?
Oh, absolutely. Did you read his budget?
I did read his budget, and I loved his budget.
I mean, this whole thing was basically the murder of America.
Okay. Bye-bye, David. Thank you. You can't say stuff like that and then not support it with some sort of evidence. Like, you got the murder of America, honestly? And what was Solyndra? Reinvesting our dollars that we earned into companies that went bankrupt on purpose and then... paid out the people that shouldn't have been paid out first before the taxpayers got paid back. What was that? The murder of America? I don't even call that the murder of America.
See, this is...
You can't say stuff like that without evidence.
Yeah, but this gets me
10
back.
Seconds. Five.
Oh, shucks.
Four.
I'll get back
other
to you
other side
on
of
that.
The break. Yeah. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.